The Nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. 7:32 from our studios, Lagos. Welcome to the second part of Daily Today. I'm Sharif Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disso. Good morning.
You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is what you need to search for on the super platform. So let's begin. We're going to start with the Punch newspaper, page 2. Buhari's Kano visit. Protesting youths barricade roads. Stone helicopter.
Okay, I'm going to create the indulgence of listeners and Sharif Quadri to let me share my thoughts with you. I'm not going to do what you would call an analysis of information, but the thoughts that occurred to me after this thing happened yesterday. Correct me if I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, I don't mind, you know, but I think this is the first time that I will remember that a president was stoned at such a place and with this kind of, at a crucial time like this, and the publicity, of course, that goes along with it. Before I go to the analysis, to whatever the story proper, I was telling Sheriff this morning that, you know, to be honest, and it's just my thoughts, so it's nothing to argue about, it's just my thoughts that I'm giving. Why do I feel that I'm beginning to see a grand design that could produce somebody like Adolf Hitler in this country, or a movement like the Nazi Party? Remember that Adolf Hitler was not a military man, you know, and I keep seeing the moves. I'm seeing the moves the president is trying to make, and I see frustration of these moves at every level. Well planned, well articulated. When I say articulated, please, I'm not referring to article. Well planned, well articulated, well ironed out. And the pieces seem to be falling in. I ask myself, does the president himself know what he is up to? Second question, how sincere are his own foot soldiers? How sincere are they? Third question, there seems to be so much money, evil money and influence, making the rounds that this is not a matter of PVC or whatever, you know. This is now a matter of everybody sitting back and asking him or herself, where is this country headed? What can I do in my own little space? And I'm not discounting elections. No, not just that. But it is more than that.
Hmm.
You see, I want us to cut all our political affiliations, have a clear mind, and think this morning. That's why I said it's not subject to argument. I just want to share. I just feel the need to share my thoughts with you. Where this country is headed 3 weeks from now looks like a very, 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 very dark cloud. Very, very, very dark cloud. Look at the optics. I don't need to analyze them to you. You work it out yourself. Look at the optics. And if you have a sense of history, this is how Hitler emerged in Germany and held them to ransom until we ended up having a world war that finally got rid of him. So I'd like us to have that at the back of our minds this morning. This is my own first day of the week. My Monday is my Sunday. And I thought that I would share that with you. I could talk like this. Maybe I'll choose one day to expand this a little bit more, because I could talk like this for hours on end. But the optics don't look good. Back to the main story, though. Okay, so it talks about yesterday, the president was stoned in Kano. Indeed, there was an attempt to bring his helicopter down. And we thank God for the maturity of the security forces. There were no lives lost in this exercise. We thank God for that, because it could have been a massacre. There were attempts to bring his helicopter down. It says, a video showed citizens angrily struggling with some identified security agents while a convoy made its way through its base. Another video showed a road littered with stones while tear gas canisters were being fired to disperse the angry mob. The truth is, yes, I agree in total. Nigerians are extremely angry. They are not very angry. They are extremely angry. But the question I want to ask is, what has prodded all this? Is it the inaction of the government? Is it sabotage? It looks to me more like sabotage than anything. So because what would have been the two major issues that would have prompted this, apart from the fact that it could jolly well have been organized? Okay, because remember, I don't know if there's a nexus, but remember, according to what the point says here, the Kano State Governor, Ganduje, had recently, in a statement signed by his chief press secretary, asked Buhari to postpone the planned trip, and of course Buhari declined and said, I'm going to go ahead. Okay, and Ganduje had said, in a well-crafted political statement, deeply concerned with the hardship caused by the limited time given for holding the use of old Naira, and for security reasons, Kano State Governor Ganduje reveals that the state resolved and wrote to the presidency that the visit should be postponed. So, now, what is the issue about this currency thingy? Of course, all of us know, the president was very clear in the statement why he was doing it. So, it's not even subject to speculation, very clear. It's an attack on the politicians who want to use money to buy votes. That's the bottom line. And I believe that one of the elements in that, of course, is surprise. That is why even the Minister for Finance didn't know anything about it. Okay? The issue of fuel is, I don't understand at all. I don't know where that is coming from. And I said to myself this morning, the DSS had issued a statement about a month ago, right?
Yeah.
So if the DSS a month ago had suspected something was going, what have they come out with at a time like this? Because this, if you synchronize the currency issue with the petrol issue, there is some element of sabotage. Who has been held responsible for this? I'm not talking about going to arrest hustlers who are using this opportunity. They want to make a fast buck. That's typical of Nigerians. We always do that. Finally, on this issue that happened yesterday, I would like to give a quiet warning. Don't let me use warning. I'd like to give a quiet advice, rather, to Asiwaju. He needs to be careful that, and I don't think, he might not be involved, but that somebody somewhere doesn't start tracing these things to him, because they really do border on treason. Let me read why I said so. Reacting to the Kano rampage, the PDP, Dino Melaye, for whatever he is, Dino Melaye is in the opposition, yes, and so on and so forth. But even this is a very dangerous statement. It says, the fight between Tinubu and Buhari is entering a new dimension. Yes, it says the attack in Kano was properly coordinated and funded allegedly by Asiwaju. That's the accusation. The Asiwaju people have to address that paragraph very quickly. Very quickly, because a pattern is imagined. It says, the meeting to push Buhari to submission of faith-sponsored attack in the north was said to be hatched in Bodilon. You know, and it says, me, I am busy with Atiku. I think that even if you are opposition, you need to choose your words carefully. This paragraph that I read is a very dangerous paragraph. And I will call on the Asiwaju camp now to address this very, very quickly. Very, very quickly, before something is hung on their principle that he might not know about. Time is not our friend, so I will leave it at that. As time goes on, maybe during the week, we'll see if we can expand this discussion. Well, sorry, I took a bit of time.
But, yeah, it's okay.
But I just had to, boiling in me, I had to share my thoughts. So, Jay, you're not vexed?
No, I'm not vexed.
Okay, you can now say your...
I'm not vexed at all. I don't get anything to say.
You never...
I don't get, though. I don't get. Shishi.
But I'd love to hear the reaction to what I just said. I'd love you to say something.
I think that... I think that we actually don't even Nigerians now, we don't understand some basics when it comes to governance and government.
Yes.
Anywhere else in the world, and something of this magnitude happens, the media should be awash with it. There should be conversations. The governors, everybody should be talking about it.
That's the attack on the president.
Yes, yes. The attack on the president.
Yes.
Now, what do we have today?
Yeah.
It's almost like nothing happened.
Well, because you see, especially the media need to understand that we have to protect the presidency, not the president. The presidency, whoever is sitting on that seat.
That's right.
And you don't seem to get that. Mm. Rather, you know, it's about the president Buhari. Mm. No, you cannot have a president of Nigeria being stoned in a place like that. And we need to thank the forces. Seriously, there could have been collateral damage yesterday.
That's right.
There was an attempt we had to bring the helicopter down. Mm. They fired them.
And to them, that's their job.
Yes.
To protect the president.
Yes.
At all costs.
If the military that I used to know way back then, things have changed. That those who fired that whatever, you probably won't be hearing of them again. I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, but we must also thank them for the restraint. We'd have had a bigger crisis on our hands.
Right, right. Let's move on. Let's move on. I mean, we could stay on that particular topic all day. Because to begin with, what is the APC saying about it? I mean, this is not a matter of APC or PDP, but PDP was very quick to have responded to it. I saw it in the papers this morning, and they condemned the attack. I didn't read anything from the APC as regards that development.
In line with what you just said, I didn't even know that. Thank you for raising that. And in line with what Dino has just said, the APC needs to be... I wish I could spend 30 minutes with this gentleman. I just wish, I have a funny feeling nobody around him can sit him down and tell him, because a lot of the utterances that he makes, that's where the problem lies. And he might not necessarily mean beyond what he has said. But a lot of the utterances that he makes is almost like the utterances can buy him trouble. Because one thing you can't do, you can't take a government head on when it comes to issues of treason. What will be, Neo? The people must... And I put on Facebook, the name just ran out of my head. The gentleman who actually handed over to the military in 66. Why did the name just flash out of my head? Mm. I remember maybe later today. I put it on Facebook. People don't know that in 66, the military was invited. He suspended the parliament, and the military came in. I would like lawyers to please look at any provision that gives the president power to call in the military. We need to examine these things. And we need to be careful.
Yeah, we need to be careful. We need to be careful. Let's go take this one on page 4 of the Daily Trust newspaper. POS operators hike charges amid Naira note scarcity. There's a similar one here in the inside page of the Vanguard newspaper. DSS arrests syndicate selling new Naira notes, fingers bank officials.
The thing is, after the extension to February 1, this problem will still persist. And it's going to persist because, one, you know, there is an element of sabotage. Nobody can convince me otherwise. There is an element, the politicians are doing everything to make sure that this policy breaks down. Because for God's sake, can't you change your currencies in 3 months? I mean, what are we talking about here? Nobody is saying, you see, people tend to forget that. It's not about carrying your bag of about 5 billion to the bank and walking out with 5 billion of the same amount. No. In the first instance, in fact, we must have stringent laws very soon that makes it impossible for you to keep cash beyond an amount in your house.
That's right.
We must have, because, so it's not a question of carrying your bag to, what we are saying is take your money, deposit it in the bank. As you need it, you go get it. Unless you have sinister moves, of course, like politicians, 5, 10, or those who are corrupt. Those who are so corrupt in the civil service, in government service, across the board, who have stash and stash and stash of money. How can you have a situation where 45% of your currency is outside circulation? So the government was good intentioned in doing this. The president was clear. It was because apart from the political side of things, no economy can prosper if everybody is keeping money in cash at home.
Right. Right.
No, the economy, we must, and this non-tolerance for this issue is worldwide. Because the area of crime, drugs, name it, kidnapping, name it, embezzlement. In Nigeria, people are digging graves, they are putting money in soak away, they are putting money in all kinds of places. So there is sabotage, and there is also those who are taking advantage of the situation and are cashing out on it. But something tells me that maybe by today, that would have been the last day. In another 2 days, things would have normalized. Because I something tells me that you'd have been able to go pick up your money as and when you need it. Now there's a lot of panic. This morning I was accosted. I told Terry, somebody said, can you please do an exchange of 5,000 for me? Because they think that I'm a privileged person. I said, I don't walk around with cash. Those long queues that you see, how much do people want? The other side, though, is from an operational standpoint, the banking system itself has almost collapsed as far as as far as IT is concerned. It is being said that a lot of those involved,
the tech guys.
So there's always a breakdown, but it still shouldn't stop us from appreciating what the president wants to achieve. Otherwise, go back to the discussion I had earlier this morning and find out where we would be if this election were to be determined by money. You don't want to imagine the stash of money that some people have to... And you know, our people, especially in the rural areas, they've been so pauperized that the sight of $1 or even 1,000 naira, you know, would make them create a disaster for us in future. There is a strong movement that wants to take over this country by hook or by crook. That is my belief. That is my belief, a very strong movement. And when I look at the future, when you look at the leaders of this kind of movement, top to bottom, there's one, what Yorubas would call colorful, there's something to worry you about all this. And therefore, only God will help this country. In all honesty. Let me just say it in my mind. Having gone through a few elections in my lifetime, this is the least enthusiastic election that I've been looking forward to. People look at you brazenly and say they don't want to debate, and to hell with you. We are not debating. We are not talking to you. They get away with it. We saw a bit of that last weekend. They just shunned you to hell. We are not debating. We are not talking to you. You know, and all these little signs are worrying, but don't let me go beyond that. It says here that the DSS has intercepted the syndicates. Can they please come out with those who are involved, no matter whose ox is God? Therein lies another problem. I think it was Kelvin that said so this morning. Kelvin or one of your callers that said, it's not enough for you to just tell us some people have been arrested. Make examples of these people. This is high level. If you go to the banks, it's not the teller that is doing this. It's almost very close to ED rank that this kind of operations is being done, because you are talking billions of naira. Why don't the DSS move in? Why don't the security forces, EFCC, move in and tell us who is doing what? Part of the reason is this. Sorry to take a bit of your time again. Part of the reason is this. Our security forces themselves have been compromised. That is where the problem lies.
Indeed. Let's go to the Vanguard newspaper now. The story is on page 9. It reads, Ojolegua carnage, Sanwo-Olu orders trial of truck owner driver.
I don't know who cast this headline, but that's what it is. Sanwo-Olu doesn't need to order trial of any truck owner. You understand? It's an offense. It's an offense, dangerous driving, and so on and so forth. Therefore, it should go through the routine. Also, it was said that the governor got an interim report yesterday and directed the police to speed up. What is the investigation on the matter? What are they speeding up? This is an accident. It's an accident. Is the driver culpable? Why is it taking so long for you to charge this man, take him to court, and get this thing over and done with? The problem is this. The governor has taken his eyes off. We will be very frank with you. The governor has taken his eyes off the ball. the presidential election has taken his attention off governance. And maybe one of the things that will help us is for him to temporarily take a leave of absence, which he can, within his rights, he can just take his annual leave and let his deputy run this state. I'm doubting him directly, because governance in Nigeria is hands-on. He's taking his eyes off the ball. That is very, very clear. He's everywhere his principal is. No problem with that, showing your loyalty. No problem with that. Interested in the project. No problem with that. But the people shouldn't suffer. Because guess what? I think on the third day or second day, there was another one that tipped over somewhere on Agege area.
Yesterday.
The issue of the trailers and so on and so forth is a high policy issue and enforcement. There was a time in this country where you couldn't put a trailer on the road until about 11 p.m. Who is the one? I have seen videos, and I have seen with my eyes trailers that are bent, you know, trailers with two tires off at the back and so on. So many violations. Who is checking that? It needs to put up a task force immediately, headed by a director in the ministry, in the short run, whilst you formulate a complete comprehensive policy on this. We cannot continue to have our people being butchered. He needs to set up a task force very quickly, very, very quickly, carve out a route for this. Part of the problem is this. Part of the problem has to do with the way we manage our town planning affairs, where businesses are also domiciled in residential areas. It's not done in any country. In all my life, you know, being abroad and so on and so forth, I haven't seen trailers in residential areas at all. But what do you have in Nigeria? Trailers want to go everywhere, even in a close, and they meet. And so there's a need to look at this comprehensively. And I wish, by the way, the governor didn't attend the debate on Sunday. I think it was unfortunate. He's a forerunner in the game. He should have shown respect to Lagosians, you know, by attending this, using the opportunity to talk to them. The reasons he gave are embarrassing. So because there's a video that went viral, there was some violence that involved, allegedly, a vehicle and some people who are Jandor supporters. That has not been proven. Because I'm open-minded enough to think that maybe, Jandor could have been set up. These things happen. The investigation hasn't been concluded. The governor should learn to talk to us. He should respect us as voters. It's within his rights not to come. But these are the things that we need to change in Lagos. Lagos is becoming a hellhole. I can't use the same word that Trump used. And with our governor with his eyes off the ball, you know, you can jolly well imagine life must continue before and after the elections. We have a state to run. You know, and therefore, all around, that is my reaction to this story. May the families of the bereaved, may they have, may God console them. I'm not a doomsday prophet. No, in no way, no. But if we continue along this path, you could jolly well be reviewing a story like this in another 2 weeks.
Which will be very unfortunate.
Which will be very unfortunate and could have been avoided.
First Cassidy schools closed in Benin City as civil society groups protest. That's right here in the
Vanguard. Well, this is part of what we've been talking about, but just to say, to let the authorities know across the country that Nigerians are frustrated, so they have to up their ante as far as governance is concerned. This has nothing to do with PDP or APC states. Across the country, we are frustrated, we are tired, we are fed up. You know, and then for those who know, yes, go get your PVC and so on and so forth. But for those who know, those who are historians that can read things very, very well, what I'm seeing ahead in this aircraft that we are moving towards middle of February is a very, very dark cloud. May God help us all. Can I leave?
Shebi, you are going to vote.
Of course. I don't have my PVC. Thank God you asked.
Oh.
I've been running helter-skelter. I've made my reports and so on and so forth. My name is on the voters' register.
Yeah.
It's there. You know, everything is there. But that PVC... But to be fair to the PRO of INEC, she's helping me see if we can run around. But why should that happen? Can't we have a system that takes care of that?
Yeah, automatically.
I'm looking forward to a day when you can apply for your PVC as soon as you come back from the country, from wherever you've been living. And okay, so it won't arrive in the post in Nigeria. We know that. We won't kid ourselves about that. But it should be a 365-day exercise. Look at what we have done now. With ATM cards now, you can get them on the spot. You can get them on the spot.
That's how I got my last one, yeah?
Yes, you just go to the bank. Why can't we do the same thing? Why?
All right, let's leave it here. You're coming back at 9?
Yeah, I think so. What I'm going to discuss at 9 is just as bad. Let me quickly say it.
Okay.
A senior advocate of Nigeria, I'll tell you the name at 9, it went to Ekiti State, you know, and donated a court to the state. He's going to come to the state. He's going to come.